Holly, what is the definition of an artist in residence, and has the Pitt County Arts Council had them in the past?
Our artist in residence will be an artist who will have studio access here at Emerge Gallery, which is the home of the Pitt County Arts Council, and will help conduct a number of art programs throughout the community. And this is actually the first time we have ever had an artist-in-residence program and here at Emerge, but also throughout the county. So we are thrilled about it.
What are the eligibility requirements for your artist-in-residence?
The only eligibility requirements we have is that they're 18 years or older, and we encourage applicants to have had a past experience working with children in the community with an interest in public art.
What is your next artistic project?
We're really, really thrilled to have a wonderful partnership with the City of Greenville Police Department and the ECU School of Art and Design to create a public art project in the university neighborhood across from East Carolina University. This specific project would be a light pole project where public art somehow is affixed to light poles to increase both the beautification of the area, but also an investment from homeowners and tenants of the houses around the university, which will hopefully increase safety within the area.
Now, apart from artwork, does the artist in residence head up any administrative programs for the Pitt County Arts Council?
They won't actually be an administrator for any of the programs, but they will be an instructor for our youth public arts project and will help coordinate the implementation of this public arts project.
Now, speaking of the youth public arts project, does it comprise several projects throughout the year, or is the focus on one artistic project per year?
The Youth Public Arts Project is a great outreach program that we actually began in 2005, and it's a Saturday program offered here at Emerge Gallery where we have about 30 children who come to the gallery. Many of these children are at risk or in need somehow of increased arts programming, and the kids both learn artistic techniques, but also how to work together as a team to create public art.
Now, deadline for applications for the Artist in Residence program is August the 8th. Do you have a timetable for when that selection will be made?
Yes, it will be very, very quick. Within 1 week, we will have selected our Artist in Residence.
Do you have a lot of applications now, or are you still looking for that one special one that you think might fill the bill?
We are still looking for that special one and the right fit. It's really going to take a special person, both with artistic skill, but also the ability to work with children in the community on this incredible public arts project.
Now, before we go, I know that there's one special program that's very dear to your heart that you'd like to tell us about.
Absolutely. We received a really incredible grant this last year from the Live Strong Foundation to bring a replication project to Pitt County, and it's called Pavlov's Shutterbugs. It's a photography program for children who have had cancer or are currently going through treatment, and it's a 5-week program on 5 different Saturdays this fall where the children will come here to Emerge and have instruction in photography. They'll also receive a free camera package, and as well as learning the techniques, we will also exhibit their work next summer. And so we are looking for applications right now for that program that will start in October.
How can listeners learn more about Pavlov's Shutterbugs and more about the Pitt County Arts Council in general?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is pittcountyarts.org. You can also go to emergegallery.com, and all the information is listed on our website.